following along with the mindset that we were using on the indexing of hands and bodies and techniques, something that needs to be addressed, obviously, is kind of what they talk about, Hick's Law, where if you have multiple choices, it's going to take your brain longer to compute, make a good decision on what I'm going to use. If I eliminate those and I get down to I've got one choice, it's pretty quick that I can make that decision and set things into action. So I know that if I'm standing with my hands in center like this, and if you'll watch a lot of the videos, you'll catch me, I have a habit of standing this way a lot where my hands are in front. They're a little bit higher than my belt buckle because I've already indexed my hands. So I'm just in a predetermined position that I'll stand and talk from a lot of times, or one hand behind the other this way, is that I've already positioned myself. And now, depending on the person's situation, the stuff that's around you, I will stand different ways. I know that if I'm standing here, it's pretty easy for me to drive one hand or the other, it doesn't matter, out into a person to work an open hand palm heel or a chin jab up under the chin to hit somebody under the chin because my hands are already in that position, they're higher than his. If it's a different situation, there's a wall behind us, I know that it's not gonna matter what's there, I may adjust so that shoulder is bladed to that wall slightly and then cross my arms here. Notice I'm not tucking my hand where it's pinched inside, this one's across the top. At this point, Hick's Law, I've already dictated, I know the move I'm going to use if I have to use it, and it's this arm straight across. So I don't have to think, I know that if he twitches, makes me uncomfortable, I can just go ahead and throw the move, and then you follow it with whatever comes natural. This, followed by that, whatever it might be. One of the important things you'll find about indexing, if you can touch a target, so if I touch here, I can be blind as a bat and still know where his head's at because you know the body, how it's built. So in relationship to this hand being here, I know the head is over it all the time when I touch that shoulder. And then finally, from here, if I need to get the hands up a little higher here, this one goes straight to the face. The fist is already online. If I'm standing here talking to him and just listening to what he's got to say, it's a matter of just pushing. So you can push and then you follow with whatever technique it is that you're comfortable with behind that. It's everybody will build their own combinations. But again, one of those little things, thinking about indexing, how we are, how I stand dictates the move that I'm going to use. So if I eliminate the other moves from it, I know this hand's the one coming across. Here, talking, this hand's coming out. Here, it could be either hand, you have options. Things to consider, just even how your stance, how you posture when dealing with somebody you don't know, or if you believe there's gonna be a confrontation.